Shall we go on to the next pasuk? Pasuk Hey, fifth pasuk. Let's just understand the structure of this entire Mizmor of Hallel Gadol, which is really divided into four sections, and we've done the first one. The first section is verses 1 to 4, which is a call to praise Hashem. He's Hashem. He's Elokei HaElohim. Adonai HaAdonim, and Isa Niflas Lavada. He's God, he's the power of all powers, the master of all masters, and he does all wonders together. That's section number one. We now have section number two, which is verses 5 to 9, which is an expression of the creation of the universe. Section three, which is really the bulk of the Mizmor from verses 10 to 24. Is all of the goodness and all of the actions that Hashem has done for the Jewish people, whether it's Makas Bacheres, whether it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, the splitting of the sea, looking after us in the Midbar, the war with Sichon and Og, giving us Eretz Yisrael, as a general, and some general points as well. The way that Hashem has looked after us in the past and will look after us in the future. And then the last two psukim is the Chasima, is really signing off, where it's Hashem looks after Paranasa, and again, to a call to praise Hashem. So you really have four sections within this. And the Meiri explains that the whole purpose of it is to talk about Hashem's wondrous nature, and also to inspire others. To inspire others to thank Hashem, to turn to Hashem, to praise Hashem. The Sfarno has an interesting approach and says that the purpose of it is to give thanks to Hashem for everything that he's done for all of humanity in general, the Jewish people as a whole, for the Jewish people specifically. And that's why it mentions things that to do with all of humanity and also things to do with the Jewish people as a whole. So if we move on now to the fifth pasuk. Fifth pasuk says, to him who made the heavens with understanding, his loving kindness endures forever. So now, of course, we're talking about creation of the world. What's the connection with Tvuna? Why do we need to say he made the heavens with understanding? So there are other psukim that also refer to the word Tvuna with the creations of the heavens, whether it's in Mishlei, Gemal Yates, and Yirmiyahu a couple of times. Because we're not referring just to the fashioning of the celestial bodies themselves, but also their orbits. All the different celestial bodies and systems interact in a very complex manner. That really defies human comprehension. To understand how it all works, all the cycles of all the planets and everything else, how they interact, is something which is really at the cusp of human understanding. The art score brings a footnote that even in modern physics, the three-body problem, which is the determining of the motion of three bodies, can only be approximated. And this is something which Hashem does with infinite wisdom. Having everything rotate and spin and orbit as it should. They don't collide, they don't destroy each other, they don't destroy us. It's something remarkable. And therefore, it's appropriate to use the word Tavuna to understand the intricate wisdom that Hashem has put into the solar system, the galaxy, and the whole universe.